The observation is based on the idea that the observation can be pure. That's a truth. That's the first thing. So what all observations are subject to are perception, capacity to perceive. And that's limited because we don't ever have the full, you know, we're not God, so we don't have infinite knowledge, right? So we're always seeing things in a limited, finite way. We might believe we're observing something purely, but we're only observing it within the limits that, if it's a scientific experiment, the limits we set. So what happens at that level is that it moves away from the divine as the source of all and gives some sort of power to human reason as the basis for being able to determine what is true. And it can't. It just can't. That's just not what human reason is designed to do. We cannot determine what is true, really, on any level. We can see that certain things happen, perhaps, in a pattern, and we can adjust and make the assumption that that pattern will happen every single time. But there's no guarantee that that is actually the case. It's always just a working hypothesis, always, because we don't have full and complete knowledge of anything. So there is a separation between our perceptive faculties and what we're given to observe. That's what you'd have to say. Our perceptive faculties are perfect and can detect things in their fullness, and they don't. They don't. You know, we only see a very limited scope of the light spectrum. Like in any area, our hearing, our, you know, it's all extremely limited, and that's what builds up our world. And then it's really a case of ultimately what that leads to is a denial of anything higher, if not in terms of our lips, but certainly in terms of what's ruling at the level of the reasoning faculty. So it's a fallacy that there is any sort of pure observation. All observation is governed by what we believe to be true and is always working to affirm that. So that in itself is a truth. And when that truth is brought to our relationship to memory knowledges or factual knowledge, it frees us from being bound by the appearances that appear to be real. What observes and organizes factual knowledge are the principles we live from and believe in. So facts can only ever affirm what we hold to be true. That's the nature of this reading, where truths of faith have to be brought in to factual knowledge in order for it to be organized in a way that affirms the truths of faith.